In keeping with Grateful Dead tradition, once again, our panels are mimicking the phenomenon that we're all studying. So this panel now begins with the highly orchestrated Terrapin-like aspect of the shows, in that I'm going to have to read my paper as opposed to the wonderful extemporaneous presentations we saw in the first panel. So mine is basically a narrative introduction to my two distinguished panelists, and it's called The Development of Dead Studies from Stanley Krippner to Rebecca Adams. And those of you who've read the introduction to All Graceful Instruments will have gotten a foretaste of this, but this is basically my chance to kind of use these folks to map the literary and scholarly tradition into which all of our work is now fitting. So, Deadheads have a well-developed sense of irony, rooted in our appreciation of serendipity and synchronicity. Irony makes a sophisticated little perceptual twist, entwining both of those poles of the Deadhead worldview. And it feels more than a little ironic to be here introducing Stanley Krippner and Rebecca Adams. Ironic because, in the first place, it is a profound honor to be sitting at a table with two so highly regarded senior academics. And second, because their work involving the dead was not a conduit to that status. In fact, despite the prominence that the dead played in their work, in many ways it was a hindrance, as Dr. Adams has written in more than one publication. This is why their presence here today marks something of a milestone, for despite their very different disciplines, Dr. Krippner is a psychologist, Dr. Adams a sociologist, their work marks the genesis and the maturation of dead studies, a span of nearly two decades. Dr. Krippner's 1970 article on psychedelic art marks the first appearance of the dead as academic subjects, and his groundbreaking 1973 article, An Experiment in Dream Telepathy with the Grateful Dead, has been called, quote, the first scholarly piece published about the Grateful Dead by bibliographers David Dodd and Rob Weiner. Dr. Adams' work on deadheads is extensive, documented in a number of scholarly articles, although she may be most famous for having taken a class on Tour. Some of that work that class completed appeared in her co-edited book, Deadhead Social Science, considered by many to be the best academic book on the phenomenon to date. Despite these differences in time, approach, and disciplinary context, these two scholars' work share a number of commonalities. And perhaps most importantly, their scholarship defines several major themes in dead studies. To scholars familiar with the problems faced by interdisciplinary studies in the academy, the dead phenomenon is a surprising exception to the rule of methodological mayhem, or what Stanley Bayliss once memorably called the babble produced by the generally ad hoc use of different disciplines in American studies. In this case, experimental psychology and sociology might seem to be poles apart in their approach to a subject, but there are a number of broad elements that unite their work across disciplinary boundaries. Perhaps the most fundamental is that both scholars recognize the significance of the dead and the band's place in broader contexts. Dr. Krippner realized in the 1960s that the band members were serious artists who shared his interest in consciousness and treated their work, opinions, and artistic philosophy with respect. Dr. Adams acknowledged their centrality to the community that she became interested in studying, the avatars at the center of a broader social phenomenon. Nor should that academic attention be seen as aberrant or unwarranted. Dr. Krippner's work shows that academic scrutiny was entwined with the dead from the outset. In one article, he discusses talking to band members in 1967, a pivotal time in the fledgling band's career. Dennis McNally explains, quote, the dead began to become the dead in September 1967, when Garcia began playing a figure that went from A major 7th to E 9th. The song that grew into was Dark Star, which would play a direct and important role in one of Dr. Krippner's later experiments. But fans would find another wonderful example of deadhead synchronicity in the fact that 2 years later, as the band was working on Live Dead, Dr. Krippner was launching his pilot study of dream telepathy. Nor are the two events entirely unrelated. As Dr. Krippner's work would demonstrate, from explicitly crediting Dark Star as a catalyst in one experiment to using the entire band in performance in another more famous example. That receptiveness to scholarly scrutiny did not diminish as the Grateful Dead phenomenon evolved. Indeed, both band and fans welcomed academic scrutiny. Both Dr. Krippner and Dr. Adams credit the band and Garcia especially for appreciating and encouraging their work. Dr. Krippner notes that Garcia first suggested using a show as an ESP vehicle, and Dr. Adams credits Garcia's offer of reading the best student papers from her class for at least some of her students' willingness to continue to work at revisions.
He never did that, though.
But she published it. Anyway, both scholars have expressed appreciation for the role that fans played in their work. Dr. Krippner for their role as senders in his dream telepathy experiment involving the band, Dr. Adams as students and guides who encouraged and co-created her study. Implicit in that welcoming attitude is the belief that such attention is merited, which is the second major theme unifying these two scholars' work. Both are animated by the belief that the Grateful Dead experience and phenomenon warrant sustained, serious, high-level academic work. Dr. Krippner's work praises the band and their art, complimenting them for their, quote, ingenuity and creativity, and pointing out the band-fan bond in particular as singular and noteworthy. After all, that was what made the idea of using a dead show in an ESP experiment appealing. But the point is that even early in their career, the band and surrounding phenomenon fit into his broader research agenda. And for non-psychologists, the point is that already the special band-fan bond is clear and worthy of attention. Dr. Adams' work makes the same point. But 18 years later, that band-fan bond had grown and become the focal point of a much broader community, one that Dr. Adams realized could sustain her own research interest in the sociology of friendship. A third theme that can be seen in these academics' work is how the Grateful Dead experience and surrounding phenomenon supports examination from an incredibly broad range of disciplines, and even more unusually, does so without suffering from the shortcomings evinced by so many other interdisciplinary topics. Dead studies not only encourages each discipline's contribution, it readily suggests the adoption of the most rigorous and often traditional methodologies. The prominence of both of these distinguished scholars in their fields and the ongoing relevance and resonance of their work involving the dead is ample proof of this, as is the growing number of scholarly anthologies and indeed this conference. Perhaps the most inspiring theme that unifies these two scholars' work is the degree to which it exemplifies what is, to my mind, the defining theme of dead studies, which is the sense of commitment in the face of known risk that runs through so much of the literature. In a recent update to his dream telepathy experiment, Dr. Krippner proudly ends by stating that the earlier study has become, quote, one small part of the Grateful Dead legend. And his earlier articles explicitly praise the music, both Anthem of the Sun and Dark Star especially. He also embraced the role of researcher as defender, championing the band's music, their creative philosophy, and even defended their use of hallucinogenic drugs. He ends his 1970 article with a peroration against government marijuana policy, saying that, quote, no matter what the adverse effects of marijuana might be for some people, it is inconceivable that they should match the blatant wickedness and evil currently resulting from the outdated marijuana laws and their enforcement. 1970.
Yes, as a result, I'm on the CIA list. I've gotten my dossier from the Freedom of Information Act, and that is widely quoted.
Yes, indeed.
That's why we love you.
That's right. One of the reasons.
Among other reasons, yes. 3 years earlier, the band made a similar point in their press conference following their own arrest. Dr. Adams has published extensively and widely on her own experiences, and not only scholarly publications, but also for popular Deadhead publications, where she has written eloquently and expressively of her own Deadhead experience. Her forthright acknowledgement of her Deadhead bona fides is especially courageous, given the amount of criticism leveled at her for her work with Deadheads. In venues ranging from her hometown newspaper to the Congressional Record, criticism that, I should add, she has also explicitly acknowledged and responded to. For Dr. Krippner, the attacks have often been more veiled, such as a recent article that mentioned the dream telepathy experiment that snidely ended, yet even the more widely accepted members of the establishment, .. In both cases, Dr. Krippner and Dr. Adams define the two best qualities of Deadhead scholarship, the sense of commitment and their first-person expression of belief, a positive reaction to the band and phenomenon, and of risk, doing so knowing full well the stigma that attaches to the phenomenon and to those who not only study it, but defend it. Those are vital qualities for academics. And ultimately, both scholars' efforts also make the case for the broader significance of the Grateful Dead phenomenon, not just for society, but also, perhaps especially, for the academy. Dr. Krippner's work prefigured what is now called postmodern science, which acknowledges that there are things that happened whose genesis can't be replicated in a lab, but which can be described nonetheless, like the power of the group mind at a dead show. As Dr. Krippner explained in an interview, the Western scientist proclaims, if I can't duplicate it, it doesn't exist. What is often called postmodern science responds that perhaps there are some events that we will never be able to control or predict, but that doesn't mean that we cannot study them. It doesn't mean that we cannot describe them. Dr. Adams' work demonstrates that the Dead's model of collaboration and community can be the basis of a transformative pedagogical and educational experience, one that fully appreciates the interactive bond between teacher and student. As she remarks in the introduction to Deadhead Social Science, quote, roles can potentially blur whenever faculty collaborate with students to study communities to which they belong, and Deadhead subculture certainly facilitated this process. Finally noting, quote, participation in this project has had lasting effects on the way I collaborate with students. A final note before I turn things over to Dr. Adams. It's interesting to reflect on the growth of the Grateful Dead experience in the 18 years that separates these two scholars' work. When Dr. Krippner began his work with the band, the phenomenon had already formed, revolving around the artistic nexus of a communal, ecstatic, improvisational musical ritual of transformation, whose eventual staying power and growth merited full-scale scholarly investigation nearly two decades later. Despite that evolution, what lies at the core of both scholars' work is that explicit acknowledgement that the phenomenon matters, that its study has a place in academia, and that there is a particular lesson there when we consider the criticism leveled at them for that stance. This is what imbues their work with the same stamp that defined the band, its art, and the phenomenon they engendered, a commitment and integrity that produced superb work that is still woefully under-acknowledged and indeed sometimes misunderstood, even unfairly denigrated, but that nonetheless lies waiting to be discovered by those open-minded enough to explore, perceptive enough to appreciate, and attuned enough to understand.
Yeah.